The year was 1943. Across the frigid, stormy North Atlantic, German U-boats, sleek predators of the deep, stalked Allied convoys. Their communication, however, was not the crude shout of a megaphone across choppy waters, but an intricate dance of gears and wires within the Enigma machine. This device, seemingly a sophisticated typewriter, transformed plain German text into an incomprehensible jumble of letters, a ciphertext, that was then broadcast over radio waves. For the Allies, breaking Enigma's code wasn't merely an intelligence coup. It was a matter of survival, a battle waged not with bullets and bombs, but with intellect and mathematics. The fate of nations hinged on whether they could unlock the secrets hidden within those encrypted messages. This historical struggle, often romanticized in film and literature, underscores a fundamental human need, the desire to communicate securely, to protect sensitive information from prying eyes. This need hasn't diminished in our digital age. It has intensified, leading to the sophisticated field of cryptography, the science of secure communication in the presence of adversaries. At its heart, cryptography provides the tools and techniques to ensure that our digital lives remain private, authentic, and trustworthy. Imagine sending a love letter. In the old days, you'd write it, fold it, seal it with wax, and hope it reached your beloved unread by others. In the digital world, this simple act becomes incredibly complex. How do you ensure that only your beloved reads your email? How do you know the email they sent back truly came from them and hasn't been altered by someone else along the way? How can you be sure no one will deny sending or receiving it? These questions, once addressed by personal trust and physical safeguards, are now answered by cryptographic primitives, symmetric encryption, asymmetric encryption, hashing, and digital signatures. The shared secret, symmetric encryption, at its most basic, securing a message means transforming it into something unreadable for anyone but the intended recipient. This is where encryption comes in. Think of it as putting your love letter into a locked box. Only someone with the correct key can open it and read the contents. In the world of symmetric encryption, also known as private key or secret key cryptography, that key is a shared secret. The same key is used to lock, encrypt, and unlock, decrypt the information. Let's break down how this works. Suppose Alice wants to send a confidential message to Bob. First, Alice and Bob must agree on a secret key. This key is essentially a long, random string of bits, ones and zeros. Alice then takes her original message, which we call plaintext, and uses a specific mathematical process, an encryption algorithm, along with their shared secret key, to scramble the plaintext into an unreadable form called ciphertext. This ciphertext looks like gibberish. It's an unintelligible stream of data. Alice can then